All right, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn page 52. We're going to finish up Simon Reish Nun Dalet. Tonight, we are doing Si'ifim Zayin Ches and Tes. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Nun Dalet, Si'if Zayin. B'tanurim Shalanu, She'in Behem Radiyah. In our ovens, where there is no Radiyah Sapas was scraping the dough off of the walls of the oven that it was attached to. So in our ovens, we just take the dough out of the oven. It's just sitting in the cavity of the oven. So there is no special Issur D'Rabbanan call So you could take out more than three su'udos worth of bread with a knife or with anything else that you could stick in to be able to pull it out. But you shouldn't use a specialized instrument for removing bread, because that makes it look like probably like one of those pizza things, you know, that they take out the pizza with. Some specialized instrument, because that already makes it look like uvdin dechol. If you look in Mishaburis, if katan mem beis, shein ben radiyah, the concept of Radiyah Sapas was only in their ovens, where the dough is actually attached to the walls of the oven. But in our ovens, where the bread is just placed in the cavity of the oven, so there is no concept of Radiyah Sapas. So you can take way more than three sudos. So this is a major subject of dispute, but the Bir Halacha discusses at length over here. But the Magen Avraham says that the assumption of this halacha is that you put it in beheter. You did not violate the Isra of Shehiyah when you put it in the oven. That it was enough time before Shabbos, that it was already going to crust before Shabbos. The only thing you forgot to do is to take it out before Shabbos. In their old ovens, you would not be allowed to take out whatever is not necessary for Tzorach Shabbos, afilu al yidei shinui. Even if you do it al yidei shinui, masha'in kein b'shalanu d'lo shayich radiyah, mutalotzi kalapas hafshu harbe v'harbe yosem mishal sudu tzorach l'lo Shabbos. As opposed to our ovens, where we don't have this concept of radiyah sapas, you could take out way more than three meals worth, because you're not violating any yisr d'rabanan by removing bread that was baked totally beheter. Aval kol zek shirot zalechom mayim b'shabbos. But that's only if you need some of the bread for Shabbos. I'll call upon a miktsas mehem, even if it's just some small amount of bread that you need for Shabbos. Because otherwise you're just doing hachana for a weekday, and that you're not allowed to do. So I'm just going to remove the dough from the oven on Shabbos when I have no need for this bread whatsoever on Shabbos. None of this bread is needed on Shabbos. That's going to be hachana, that's going to be an iser to do anyway. Just like you're not allowed to bring wine on Shabbos that you're not going to need until Motzai Shabbos. V'niret al yidei en Yehudi Shari. But even so, even if you don't need any of the bread, need an EED, if you do not require any of the bread for Shabbos, still you can have a nachri take the bread out of the oven on Shabbos. So that's another possible heter. So possible heter number one is, if you need some of this bread to use on Shabbos, you could remove all of it on Shabbos. Heter number two, if you ask a nachri to remove the bread, that's also fine. Potential heter number three, ubesefer al yirabe mekel al yidei atzmo b'tanurim shalom makom sedi sheiskal kalapas. That the El Yerabba says that you could even take it out yourself, even though you don't have to use any of this bread on Shabbos, if the bread will get ruined by staying in the oven until Motzai Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says that he doesn't understand why we would be mekel like that. Just eat from some of the bread on Shabbos. So why would you be mekel to remove bread that you're not going to use any of it on Shabbos, and rely on the fact that because it's going to get ruined, hachana's mutter, just don't make it hachana. Just enjoy from it on Shabbos. It seems within the gedarim of hachana that ataka is mutter, meaning if you're doing something for so that it won't get ruined on Shabbos, so that it won't get destroyed, it won't degenerate and get worse and worse, that's one of the exceptions to the Isra of Hachana, right? That's why many people, before they put their dishes in the dishwasher, will soak them or rinse them very quickly, because that just makes it so that the food doesn't get totally caked onto the dishes and get ruined and get worse than the current condition. And that's one of the exceptions to the Isra of Hachana, and that's what the El Yerabba is referring to over here. You could take it out with a makel, some other type of instrument, because it's not the normal way to remove the bread. The Yehudi could use even the regular instrument, because the end of Yehudi is not limited to Uvda Dechol considerations. Rachas is the kli that's typically used on a weekday to remove bread from the oven. So that is, if Zion, as far as bread that was put beheter in the oven, and now you want to remove it, our ovens, as long as you need some of it, you can remove as much of it as you want. See if ches, lo yimal yadam kedera asasios, pirish min kinyos agadolz baritzav lo bavel vitarmusin, that a person should not fill a pot with beans and other types of beans, v'yitel tochatan rav shabbos samach chashecha, and rely on the fact that it's a kedera chayta, that it's not going to get cooked that night, and therefore you could put it totally raw right before Shabbos. Because these are not the types of things that are so difficult to cook and that will automatically not be ready for the Friday night meal. They will be ready for the Friday night meal if you make the fire big enough. And therefore, there's a chashash of Shami Yechata. So even though they're totally raw, when Shabbos starts, it's the regular Isser of Shihia. You don't have a heter of Kedera Chaita. V'uadin l'kira v'kofach, and the same is true with a kira and a kofach, other types of ovens, of stoves, k'shen grufim k'tum v'afshal l'chatos, when you don't have, when it's not garuf v'katum, and it's possible to stoke the coals, we're concerned that you'll do so. V'imasakein afil b'shogeg asun motzai Shabbos ha'kadesh sheye asu. And if you do that, even b'shogeg, it's going to be asur motzai Shabbos until k'dei sheye asu. Sifkat and memhei, asasios v'tarmuzin, u'adin l'shar meni k'nias v'yirakos v'tvarim rakim. The same is true for all other types of beans and vegetables and other types of things that cook fairly easily. The point is that none of these things are like raw meat. The whole kunz of raw meat was that no matter what you do, it won't be ready for the Friday night meal, and even if you don't do anything, it will be ready for the Shabbos day meal. These items can be ready for the Friday night meal. When it came to meat, we said you could put up totally raw meat right before Shabbos. Because for sure it's not going to be ready for the Friday night meal. But for the next day's meal, it's going to be ready no matter what you do. But these things cook fairly easily, and therefore we are concerned that you're going to be mechata b'gachalim. To put it into the oven, even if it's garuf katum, gosh katum sin reshon gimel sifal, miu tanuri tidan, dami lekira deshari garuf katum. Our tanurim, as long as it's garuf katum, is for sure okay, right? That was one of the heterim we have for shehiyah, if it's garuf katum. The old style tanurim garuf katum didn't work, but our tanurim garuf katum works. Vimatuach betit shari bekalinian, and if the oven is locked closed, it's toach betit, so then it's another heter of shehiyah, meaning all of the heterim of shehiyah apply, but it's just saying that you still have the only heter that we're saying does not apply is kedera chayta, does not apply to beans and things like that. When it says if it's not goruf, that's where it's going to be asur, that's going on the kira. Makiros the alma, and it says grufim because it's talking about all the kiros in the world. But a kofach grifu ketima doesn't even help. It's going to be asur. You don't have the heter grufu ketuma if you remember back to some reishon gimel. Ad kedei sheye asur. And therefore, if you violated shehiyah with these things, it's going to be asur. Even b'shogeg. It's going to be asur motzei Shabbos until kedei sheye asur. Kedei shelo yehana mima sha'avra lisid rabbanan, because you don't want a person to be able to get hana'ah from violating lisid rabbanan. Vayin lel b'sim reishon gimel sifal b'agod, dim nispash, and bod yom, kemal v'lendr say, die. And the sim reishon gimel, the Rama said, that if it was already cooked to machal v'lendr say, by the time Shabbos started, so that was another heter that we had associated with shehiyah. Essentially, all of the regular heterim of shehiyah apply. So sif ches looks like a long, scary sif. It's really saying one very simple thing, and that is that the special heter called Kedera Chaita only applies to meat. It doesn't apply to beans and the like. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he quotes a whole machlokas among the Rishonim, where many Rishonim say it applies to many, many other foods as well, but he says the stamma de Shulchan Aruch is not to apply it to many other foods, and therefore we follow where machmir, like it says in the stamma de Shulchan Aruch. Siftes kayotzibo lo yimali chavish al mayim v'yitein l'toch hatan or erev Shabbos im chashecha v'im asakein asun motzai Shabbos b'kdei sheye asu. That water is also subject to the Isra of Shehiyah. And therefore, if you filled up, if you put up a pot of water right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to get Hana'ah from that water until Motzai Shabbos B'Kedei Sheyah Asu. Sivkat and Memtesh, Shal Mayim, Avkav de Mayim Ru'iyin Lishtos Chayim, even though water you might think is more like fruits, which we said is not subject to Shehiyah, because fruits are edible raw, so you're never going to be motivated to be Mechata B'Kachalim, so water is also edible raw. V'yiroi Liothinim Kiperos and Echalim Chayim, so it should be just like the fruits, El B'Siv Dalim, Mikol Makom, Einam Tovim Kol Kach Kiperos, Umani Lemechimim Harbe. Nah, but there's a huge difference between cold water and boiled water. Boiled water you can make a coffee with, you can make a tea with, it's an entirely qualitatively different thing, and therefore, V'yeshvim Gzeres Chitwe, there is still a Gzera, Shemi Echate, even though it is edible raw. Remember when we learned that halacha about Peros, we said onions are edible raw, but there's still a Cheshash Shemi Echate by onions, because there's a considerable difference between a raw onion and a cooked onion, and the same is true when it comes to water. Our ovens, if it's garfakatum or it's toch betit, then it's going to be mutter. Unless you put up the water early enough that it would be able to heat up before benesh mashos, actually it's chamu kol tzarkan, even though it's not totally boiled up. Meaning it gets beyond yatzoledes. And also you're not allowed to put water into the pots that are in our ovens on erev Shabbos before it gets dark. Even though you're not trying to heat up water for yourself, you're just putting the water in so that the pots don't burst and don't crack. So what are you going to be mechata for? But people do use that water, even though the purpose of that water is just to keep the kelim intact. Lemaisa, people use it. And therefore, we're choshesh that you might be mechata b'kholim ulkach tzorich lizar litlan sheyischam mitzas mibod yom. And therefore, you should make sure that it's able to warm up at least a little bit mibod yom. Now, there is a major discussion where you put up the hot water and before Shabbos. So this makes it sound like if you plug it in right before Shabbos, you are violating the Isser of Shehiyah if you don't let it boil up before Shabbos. So what you have to say is that if you're allowed to do it, the reason you're allowed to do it is that most of our hot water urns do not have multiple temperature settings. It's just it's plug and go. It's on or off. And if that's the case, there's no Shemei Echata, because there's nothing to be Mechata. There is no way to possibly be Mechata. But if it's a kettle on a stovetop, then Taka, that is a problem. And the Chazanish says you're not allowed to put a kettle on a stovetop. If it's on a blech, it's fine, but because then it's Garv Katam. But on a stovetop, right before Shabbos, if it's not going to heat up in time. Not only that, the Poskim point out, the Chazanish points out, that if it didn't boil up before Shabbos, you're not allowed to remove water from your urn before it's boiled up one time. Because by diminishing the amount of water in the urn, it's going to speed up the time in which the rest of the water that remains in the urn is going to cook. So one has to be very careful not to remove any water from the urn until at least once it's reached its max temperature, so you don't violate the melacha of bishul. The Rav Moshe even goes so far as to say, he made his own gezerah, so it's an astonishing chumrah, but Rav Moshe goes so far as to say that because I'm so nervous that you might remove water before it's been cooked once, you're only allowed to put up water in an urn before Shabbos if the water has been fully heated before Shabbos. If it's not going to get to being fully heated before Shabbos, you can't plug in the urn before Shabbos. That's Rav Moshe's chumrah. It's quoted here in the Dirshu. So to summarize what we learned tonight, so one thing we said in Siv Zayin, we said that in our ovens there is no Isser of Radias Hapas. So if you didn't violate the Isser of Shehiyah, so if you did everything right, you didn't violate the Isser of Shehiyah, you could take out as much as you want, provided that either you need some of the bread for Shabbos, or you have an Eino Yehudi doing it for you, or according to the Elia Rabba, it will get ruined by Motzai Shabbos. That's also enough of a heter. Then in Siv Ches we learned that there is no heter of Kedera Chaita for most foods, because Chitui will accomplish something for most foods. It will make it ready for Friday night. And then Siv Tes we learned that the Isser Shehiyah applies to water, even though water is edible cold. But we added that the Achronim point out that if you remove water from your urn before it's ever boiled up once, then you might run afoul of the Isra of Bishul. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Reishon and Hey. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining this Zoom, and everyone have a wonderful evening.